All right, I want to welcome you all back to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast Show. I'm your host, I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. If you're new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button. Turn on your notifications so you can get notified every time we drop this breaking news on you. Don't forget, if you want to donate to this ministry, the Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $ Illuminati Radio Fund. All right, so let's go ahead and get to the audio.
All right, well, Tyson Beckford did a sit-down interview with Vlad TV, and he revisited some past beefs that he had. I forgot about all of this.
Okay, wait a minute. Tyson, Mr. Beckford, you was the man, homie. Back in the day, this nigga was the man, homie. You know what I'm saying? All of the chicks and all of the women love Tyson Beckford because he got rock hard abs. He didn't get them abs for you women. He got them abs for the niggas. That nigga is a nigga lover. He's a nigga pleaser. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Come on. You got to be as fruity as a box of damn Fruit Loops to be prancing around in your drawers. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how much money damn Calvin Klein would have paid me. I don't care if Calvin Klein gave me $1 billion. You couldn't get me to prance around in front of men in my drawers. That's gay. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people will sell out for money. A lot of people will say, oh, well, I'll do it for $1 billion. Shit, I'll put them boxes on. I'll put them drawers on and prance around a bunch of men. Nah, you know what I'm saying? That's you, not me. I couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a queer. I'm not a homo. You know what I'm saying? I don't do homophobic. I don't do homerotic shit. I don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? And Tyson Beckford. Now, years later, after you was hotter than a pistol, you know what I'm saying, walking around in your Calvin Klein drawers, now you are colder than a fucking fart. You are so cold that the only way that you can get recognition is to go on Vlad TV. People, do you know what Vlad TV is? Do you know what it means to be on Vlad TV? Everybody who's on Vlad TV, that's all the people whose star fell and who try to get back. You understand? No more, you can't go on Access Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? You can't get an interview with Harvey Levin. You know what I'm saying? You can't go on these national platforms that the A-listers go on. Why? Because you a cold fart. You know what I'm saying? Your booty hole is worn out, Cat Tyson Beckford. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time coming. You know what I'm saying? The Jewish people can't do nothing with you no more because they treated you like a prostitute. Let's go ahead. He said he's going to ash out some of his old beefs. Let's go ahead and hear what his old beefs is.
Now, one thing that he talked about was, remember when he posed with Karrueche and Chris Brown, and Karrueche had just broken up, and Chris Brown got upset, and he put on social media, keep playing, I'ma F your baby mama, and then whoop your child like he mine.
Damn.
And then he also said, you want to keep walking them runways, I need two legs for that, keep playing like I ain't with the BS. Chris Brown had gotten upset just from a picture.
Don't threaten a man's child, though.
Listen.
Threaten me all you want.
Do not do that. And by the way, randomly enough, I used to babysit Tyson's son, Jordan.
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, Jaylen. Jordan. I used to babysit him when he was a little kid.
Yeah, that's very random.
Yeah, because I'm actually friends with his child's mother, April.
Okay.
And so anyway, and for him to say that about, I'm a F your baby mama, I'm like, that's my girl April, chill out. She's a stylist, actually, and she owns a clothing store.
Angela Lee, what the fuck are you saying? So you mean to tell me just because that's your girl, just because that's your friend, don't, you trying to say what, she can't get fucked? Wait a minute, let me rewind that. Because Angela Yee, you sound stupid. Just because that's your friend, you mean to tell me Chris Brown can't fuck her? Let me go ahead. I gotta rewind that one.
Did you charge him?
In L.A. And then he also said, you want to keep walking them runways, I need two legs for that. Keep playing like I ain't with the BS. Chris Brown had gotten upset just from a picture.
Don't threaten the man's child, though.
Listen.
Threaten me all you want.
Do not do that. And by the way, randomly enough, I used to babysit Tyson's son, Jordan.
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, Jaylen, Jordan. I used to babysit him when he was a little kid.
Yeah, that's very random.
Yeah, because I'm actually friends with his child's mother, April.
Okay.
And so anyway, and for him to say that about, I'm a F your baby mama, I'm like, that's my girl April, chill out.
That's your girl April, chill out. So just because that's your girl April, that means that means them Chris Brown can't fuck her? Shit. Shut the hell up, Angela. You retarded.
She's a stylist, actually, and she owns a clothing store.
Did you charge him?
In L.A.
Did you charge them to be?
So what you're saying, Angela Yee, just because she's a stylist and she owns a clothing store, Chris Brown can't fuck her? Oh, Lord. Look how stupid Angela Yee sound. She sound retarded.
Oh, good. I'm gonna bring a couple kids over there.
I mean, okay. Anyway, so here's what he had to say about that whole thing with Chris Brown.
Mr. Man thought he was gonna scare me. I straight up took all the threats. And then the district attorney of Los Angeles got involved, and the district attorney of Los...
Tyson, you don't sound gangster. You know what I'm saying? You don't. You don't sound gangster. You sound like you've been hanging around the same people that been fucking you. That's what you sound like, Tyson. I'm going to say that again. Tyson, you don't sound gangster. We don't believe you. You need more dicks in your ass. You don't sound gangster, Tyson. You sound the same way that the people that's been fucking you. That's how you sound. You know what I'm saying? You gay, Tyson. You gay. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to prove your masculinity. They done popped your damn booty cherry a long time ago. Before you got that Calvin Klein draw commercial.
Vegas as well, because this is an open threat. The state that I'm from is Florida. So this is taken as a stand your ground. And also Las Vegas is a stand your ground. I fly with my firearms. So I don't have a problem having them on me.
I fly with my firearms. Tyson Beckford? Chris Brown said he will whoop your ass. He didn't say nothing about no pistols. Yeah, this motherfucker damn Tyson Beckford talking all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Then he wanted to say, oh, I'll fly with my firearms. Chris Brown did not say anything about no pistols. He did not say. He said he will whoop your ass. He said he will fuck your baby's mama. That's what he said. So, what the hell? Why are you taking it to the pistols? You know what I'm saying? If he gonna fuck your baby's mama, he gonna fuck your baby's mama. You know what I'm saying? You can't do nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? That's just your baby's mama. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no control over that. Actually, even if you did, you wouldn't care nothing about fucking and fuck your baby's mama. You don't go that way, you freaking damn homo.
Wow. You know, he said people think just because he poses, you know, as a model, he's a supermodel, and he said, I think because he's an ex-underwear model, because remember, he was that model for Polo. Ralph Lauren. And so he said, people think I'm soft because of that.
Tyson ain't no soft.
Tyson, yes, you are soft. Because Chris Brown offered to whoop your ass and fuck your baby's mama. And what did you do? Oh, I travel with my firearms. You know what I'm saying? Listen, Tyson. Don't portray to be gangster and then talking about, you know what I'm saying, when you approach to throw the hands, you could throw up the firearms. You understand? Don't say that you're gangster. Don't approach to be gangster. If you are a, you know what I'm saying, a soft ass nigga, you see what I'm saying? Say, yo, I'm not a fighter, you know what I'm saying? I'm a lover of men, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you, if you want to fuck me, you know what I'm saying, you can go ahead and fuck me, but don't say that you're going to fuck my baby's mama, you know what I'm saying? Because I might get jealous, you know what I'm saying? Tyson is a retarded asshole. Tyson, shut the hell up. Hey, explain to us, Tyson, why you can't go on a, you know, say national television. Why you can't go on the Wendy Williams show and promote what you're promoting? Because obviously the reason why you are on Vlad is because you're trying to promote something, or you're trying to come back out. You know what I'm saying? Explain to us why you can't go on a national platform and promote your shit like you used to when you were used to be walking around in your Calvin Klein drawers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go ahead, Tyson. Let's hear you. Why you have to pay Vlad TV for an interview? When back in your day, when you used to get ran in your ass by your damn Calvin Klein clients, you used to get pumped in your ass back then, you didn't have to pay for an interview. People pay you for an interview. And look how the tables have turned, you Calvin, you fucker facing you. You have to damn go ahead and you got to damn pay Vlad for interviews. A damn shame. That's how much Tyson done fail. Let's go ahead and hit that. Let's go ahead and hit it again.
Could he wear drawers?
Because he was a model. People think just because you're a model, you saw. That's what he's saying. Now here's what else he had to say about this whole Chris Brown, because he was ready to fight him for real.
Yeah, right.
Told him, I said, look, you have a problem with me? Because I took a picture with her? Meet me somewhere in the desert. Because I ain't running from nobody. I told them, bring whoever.
What was you going to do? What was you going to do, Tyson Bedford? Fuck him. That's why you said meet him. You was going to fuck him. That's what you're going to do. Hey, Chris Brown, it's a good thing you didn't meet Tyson in the desert. That nigga probably would have fucked you raw.
Whoever you want. Well, eventually, he issued an apology.
Alright, well that's good.
Yeah, I don't sleep on nobody. You don't sleep on nobody. I don't care if they're model underwear model, whatever. Don't sleep on nobody.
And if you broke up with somebody and she takes a picture with someone else who's a model, that doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get mad at him. You guys aren't even together anyway. Now, in addition to that, Daddy talked about some issues with Kim Kardashian.
Okay, that's gonna wrap that up. Want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of Illuminati News Hour right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast. I'm your host, I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. If you are new to this channel, this podcast, please hit that follow button. Turn on your notification bell so you'll be notified when I drop this breaking news on you. You know what I'm saying? Also, don't forget, people, if you want to donate to this podcast, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $ Illuminati Radio, FUND, Illuminati Radio Fund. Also, don't forget, people, if you want to tune into our nightly Bible study classes, you're welcome to do so. Send me a friend request to my Facebook page, which is PSTR Michael Smith, and that's on Facebook. That's PSTR Michael Smith. And that's on Facebook. Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you.